Official statements from most of the tribes echo the words of Chief Justice Shirley Abramson in her dissenting opinion, "All bets are now off." Statements from the Oneida, the Stockbridge Muncie, and the Bad River Chippewa predict federal courts will reverse the ruling. Bad River General Counsel Kevin Osterbauer says his tribe doesn't plan to stop offering the new games the ruling calls illegal, but it could come to that.
The handwriting's clearly on the wall for all the other tribes that this is the precedent, this is the law in Wisconsin as far as the Supreme Court's concerned at this point in time. And, you know, if you wanted to continue operating your games, it would be, you know, pending appeals and stays. You wouldn't be in business very long doing it.
Oneida Nation spokesperson Bobby Webster says her tribe will continue running the new games and will essentially ignore the ruling with the expectation that it will be overturned.
The compacts have already been upheld by the federal government and is consistent with the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act. If this decision stands, there is nothing that either the state legislature or the governor can offer us that we don't already have.
Webster says despite their disappointment with the ruling, the Oneida plan to make a scheduled $20 million casino fee payment to the state next month. Stockbridge Muncie Tribal Chair Bob Chick says his tribe has no plans to pull the new craps table and roulette wheel at their casino. He adds his tribe is mulling whether or not to make its $4 million June payment. And Carol Brown, attorney for the Lac du Flambeau tribe, says the ruling doesn't bode well for future casino negotiations.
Definitely complicated the relationship between the tribe and the state, that's for sure. And that's not a good thing. On the one hand, the legislature has agreed to delegate broad authority to the governor to negotiate, but yet they still want a stronghold on the particulars of the negotiation without providing any standards or guidelines in place. So it certainly puts a chill on new negotiations for the Lac du Flambeau ban.
The director of the National Indian Gaming Association calls the Wisconsin ruling anti-Indian. Ernie Stevens is an Oneida tribal member. He says the ruling is a red flag for racial relations in the state. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.